From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The president will resume military trials at the controversial Guantanamo Bay military prison in Cuba. We have the latest on this from NPR's Mara Liasson.
President Obama issued an executive order that begins the process of indefinitely holding detainees at the Guantanamo Bay prison who have not been charged or convicted. He also plans to issue another order rescinding his suspension of the filing of new charges in the military tribunals there. In a statement, the president said the new Guantanamo Bay policies, including military trials, will help, quote, bring terrorists to justice. The president had hoped to close the prison at Guantanamo and try the terrorists held there in American civilian courts. But he hasn't been able to fulfill that promise. Congress barred the White House from bringing terrorism suspects onto American soil, and it's been harder than the White House thought to send the detainees to other countries. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
NATO is still debating whether a no-fly zone would be useful for Libya, side of the uprising against leader Muammar Gaddafi. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. ambassador there says NATO is doing more surveillance flights.
U.S. Ambassador to NATO Ivo Dalder says the alliance is stepping up AWACS flights over Libya.
They have been operating about 10 hours a day. And they're going to increase that to 24 hours a day.
Speaking in a conference call, Dalder says NATO is also considering setting up a command and control structure to coordinate relief efforts, and it may use some of its vessels to help deliver humanitarian aid or evacuate people. The ambassador says the alliance is studying options for a no-fly zone, but he raises questions about its utility, pointing out that there has been a decrease in air activity in recent days. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
More protests in Baghdad today with people demanding better government services and an end to corruption. NPR's Mike Schuster reports it was the third such demonstration in the past 2 weeks.
The demonstration was small, but it was clear the protesters have the attention of the government. Riot police and other security forces were deployed around Baghdad's central Tahrir Square and easily outnumbered the protesters. Security troops bristled with heavy machine guns, many mounted on Humvees and pickup trucks. In contrast to earlier demonstrations, this time the police let the protest occur without any intervention. At the same time, the U.S. Embassy here in Baghdad released a statement condemning a series of attacks on journalists. Recently, there were two attacks on radio and television stations in Kurdistan, in Iraq's north. A journalism center in Baghdad and several journalists in Basra in the south were also targeted. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.
U.S. stocks still sliding. At last check, the Dow was down nearly 100 points or nearly 1% at 12,072 in trading of just over 3 billion shares. The Nasdaq Composite Index down 46 points or more than 1.5% at 2738. S&P 500 down 13. This is NPR. Oil prices are still climbing with worries mounting over how the unrest in Libya will affect crude exports in general. Phil Flynn, a senior analyst with PFG Best Research, says drivers can expect to see prices at the pump continue to climb.
We could be talking about $4 a gallon very shortly, and in some of the worst-case scenarios, you could be even talking as high as $5 a gallon.
Earlier today, oil prices topped $105 a barrel. Emergency workers in the southwest Louisiana town of Rain are going house to house assessing damage after tornado barreled through the town over the weekend. Kate Archer Kent of Red River Radio reports that many residents are living in the town's civic buildings.
Lifelong Rain resident Loretta Boards manages a truck stop there. She says her town is used to severe weather because it's in a hurricane corridor and life carries on.
We have a couple of employees here who lost their homes, and they're here at work. That's what they have to do. They have received a lot of assistance from Red Cross and Salvation Army.
Rain's police chief says about 150 homes were damaged or destroyed, and one woman was killed as she tried to shield her child from the fierce winds. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal visited the town Sunday and said federal emergency management officials are expected to arrive midweek. For NPR News, I'm Kate Archer-Kent in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Residents are still dealing with near-blizzard conditions in northern Vermont and upstate New York. Authorities say more than 50,000 people lost electricity. The region also saw schools and state offices close for the day. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.